Okay, so today is July, is it the 26th? I think so, 26th, 2017, doing lesson number 20 called Bending the Elbows Over the Knees. So begin on your back with your legs long and your arms down by your sides. And begin to check in and become aware of how you're making contact with the floor. Should we put this under? And then draw into your awareness and your attention your four dots, your four points, one behind each buttocks, one behind each shoulder blade, right? And then you connect those dots with lines to make a rectangle to observe and notice how your rectangle is showing up today. Right? And every day you could do this, and your rectangle's always different. Things are always changing. So if one shoulder's higher, one's flatter, one side feels longer. And then bring your awareness and attention to the center. Where your spine is, observing the length of your spine and the curvature. So what parts of your spine are making contact with the floor, and then what parts are raised away from the floor? Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and to the left, noticing the quality in which you roll your head, if there's any tension this morning in your cervical spine. Excellent. Okay, so you're going to bring yourself up to sitting. So we're going to go from lying to sitting today quite a bit. Start off with your legs long, and then you're going to bend your right leg to bring it to stand. Your left leg is going to stay long, and they can be a little bit apart. And you're going to lean on your left hand, okay? When you lean on your hands, always turn your fingers forward, okay? That allows your elbow to bend. If you turn your arm so your fingers are backwards, you lock your elbow, okay? So you want your fingers forward. Okay, so in this position, and I think what you want to do is, lean on your left hand, is begin to lift your left leg. And this is where things are going to feel hard, right? It's like, oh, could the leg really feel that heavy?
Gosh.
Right? Right? So that's why I love this lesson. So lift it and lower it. And I know it's heavy. And feel how you go about lifting it. Some of you just lift it on its own. Some of you lean a little bit on the left hand and round your back. That's it. And pause for a moment. And you're going to change. So you're going to bend your left leg and straighten your right. You're going to lean on your right hand. Make sure you're breathing. And now let's see what it's like lifting this leg. Right? So often one leg feels a little lighter, a little easier. Right? It tells you a lot about which leg you use more with your whole self. And then again, how do you go about lifting the right leg? Do you lean back a little bit? Do you sit up completely straight and just do it all in the leg?
Boy, I'll lean it all in the leg. That's
tougher. Okay, and rest on your back. Right, so I know it feels really, really hard, and you'll see it'll get so much lighter and easier. It's so profound. So think for a minute about why is your leg so heavy? I mean, just, right, maybe have some intrigueness about that. Why do the legs feel so heavy? Okay, come back up to sitting. And you're going to place the left foot standing on the floor. Lean on the right hand. There you go. Okay, and then we're going to return to what we did some last week with your head. This is a little bit hard, so I'm going to demonstrate for some of you. So you're going to turn your face first to the right. So your nose is to the right. And you're going to take your right arm, and you're going to wrap it. No, your left arm, sorry. Left arm, you're leaning on your right arm. You're going to wrap it up and around, right, to get a hold of the right ear. So your left elbow is towards the ceiling, and the whole back of the left arm, right, it's kind of making a cradle for the head. So your neck is turned. And this encourages the cervical spine to turn, and also turning in the rest of your spine. Now from here, what you're going to do is you're going to just round forward as if to bring the left elbow down to the right knee. So this is why I would encourage you, you can step your left foot a little wider. There you go. So you make room for, so a little wider, Marlene, left. There you go. And you're going to bring, nope, that left elbow goes to the right leg. Yeah, that one over there. That's why I want.
I'm thinking, what's so hard about this?
Yeah. So, and then, yeah. So then it's this turning. There you go. And you can reposition that right hand at any time. So you're rounding and folding. And your leg that's straight, the right leg, it doesn't have to be fully straight. So if you're like me where sometimes the hamstrings are tight and the knee needs to be bent, no worries. So how do you round forward? Beautiful, Lori. How can you bring that elbow down towards the knee? So feel, you can move, you can reposition the hand, but keep the fingers forward because that helps to go forward, right? So there's several ways to fold yourself, but you're taking yourself more forward. That's it. And then you come back up and then you go forward again.
Unbelievable. I'm 2 feet away.
That's it. So just go very carefully. Now you're going to add to this a little bit. So now what you're going to do is you're going to lift the right leg again and have it approach the left elbow. So like they're going to come together, right? So you don't have to bend so far forward. So this changes the bending in your back. So now there's something that happens in the middle part of your back. Okay, so, right, so here we are, right? So the first thing, you see you're going forward, mm-hmm. right? So you're rounding forward. So you have to pivot inside the hip joint, okay? Now this time you're lifting, so now I'm a little bit more back, right? And look at the middle part of my back. So something different happens now. Than this. Okay? So lift the leg and think of the right knee and left elbow as if they come together. Try to breathe. Right? I know, we all want to hold our breath. It's hard. Excellent way of doing it, Jane. Beautiful.
That's all I can do.
You know, and if some of the rest of you want to do it, and she came up with a great strategy. So if you want to, Brigida, use your right hand and it can come under your right leg. Oh, okay. No worries, right? You can always add something in and then we can take it out. But that was absolutely brilliant of Jane. And then again, feel, I'm demonstrating so you can watch the middle part of my back, right? So this has so much to do with what part of your back may be stiff. Is it the lower back? The middle back, the upper back, or all of the above, right? So there's more rolling back to bring them together, okay? Then when you go back to, now come back to bringing the elbow forward, and is it easier? That's it. So can you go forward? That's it. Okay, rest. Let's rest. Oh! That's gonna sound good on the recorder. Grunts and groans.
My spine seems to be less curvature.
Yep. So what's important to remember as we go through this lesson, and this lesson really depicts this about Moshe's ability to think and why different positions are valuable. Because the different positions evoke a different part of you to participate. And why is that important? Because it's the parts of you that are not participating, they're holding the whole show back, right? So this lesson, more than any other lesson, is so much about the usage of the whole self, right? Back to the trunk. When the whole trunk is working super well together, everything's light, easy, and effortless. But when there's a part that's stiff and rigid, it holds the whole system back. Okay, we're gonna come back up to the same position. Left leg standing, right leg long. So again, we're gonna change it up. You're gonna lean on your right forearm, right? We did some of this last week, right? Kind of preparing for this leaning on from the elbow to your hand. Turn your face to the right, wrap the left arm around. So you've got that left elbow already pointing towards the right knee. Okay? Yeah. But you're going to now lift the leg and bring it towards the elbow. Oh my goodness, isn't that easier? Why is it easier now that you're leaning on the forearm? Right? What's happening in your spine and your back? A different part bends. And then what's happening in your core? Right? This really evokes the lower part of your belly, your core. Does everybody feel that? Right? So you're bringing the knee to the elbow. And you're breathing, but do the lifting on the exhale.
My shoulder rest.
Okay? Good. Now let's come back up to the hand. And let's do the two. Elbow to knee. And is it somehow a little more balanced now? Do you feel more of your core now? Mm-hmm. Less in the hip? If not, let's go back here. So again, this position, what's so valuable is now you engage the lower part of your core to lift your leg instead of your hip flexor. Okay, and I'm like one of the worst. I'm always engaging my hip flexors. Okay, so then when you come back up to your hand, it's lighter and easier because you've got the core working. Try it again. Now we're gonna do one more. Okay, so now let's move your right hand forward and let's go back to the first movement. Let's take the left elbow down to the right knee. And how is this? It's a piece of cake now. Isn't that amazing? It's so much easier.
Actually, for me, it got harder. I can figure out why.
Move your hand and look at what you're doing with this foot. So move it out. Yeah.
There.
Okay.
Yeah, so make sure the standing leg. Jane, look at how much better that is, right? Okay, now we're going to go back to the first movement. Let's keep your right hand next to you, left hand with your left knee, right? And try to lift the leg. Okay, is it lighter?
Yeah.
Did we knock off about 5 pounds?
Yeah.
Right, isn't that truly amazing? Seriously, right? Right, it's physics, okay? Lie on your back and rest, right? So again, why is it lighter? Remember I asked you to think about why was it so heavy in the beginning? So it was so heavy because your leg wasn't connecting to your trunk and the rest of yourself. So again, when the whole self is working together, right, things get lighter and easier. So the whole point of all these different options and different ways of doing things is to discover for yourself, where are you hung up? What parts of you have become kind of dormant and not moving? And that you're putting all the movement and stress of moving to one location. So another way of thinking of it, too, is the more variations one does, the more functional your whole self becomes. In a way, the more movement you do, the more variations of movement. Okay, so let's come up to sitting again. One more time, let's have the right leg long, leaning on the left hand, okay? And then this time, let's put your left hand, it can be with your left leg. So you're gonna, now that this leg is light, you're gonna lift the leg and we're gonna make circles, okay? And again, what you wanna feel is that this is coming from your core, not the hip. The moment you feel it in the hip, take a breather, pause. And then you're going to try making the circles in the opposite direction. And breathe.
I'm still feeling it in the hip, but it is easier.
I know. It's so hard to, for some of us, it is so hard to let go of those hip flexors. I know. I'm one of those. Right?
Yeah, I mean.
So, what I try to focus on is instead of the hip flexor letting go, I focus on, okay, how can I use my pelvis? How can I use my back? How can I use my core? So, it's where your attention goes. So, if you constantly go to the hip flexor going, why aren't you letting go? Why aren't you letting go? Why? Right? It's kind of like with a child, right? What's the result we get? Not super good, but right? But if you change your focus, right? It's amazing to something different. And again, with children, this works great, right? With grandchildren, right, Lori? It's just like if they're doing something you don't want them to do, change to something positive that you like about them. Okay? So think about, okay, can I, right? It worked, right? Can I, because wherever your brain is, yeah, that is firing the neurons to go to those muscles. That's why it's so powerful. Where you're
switched to thinking of a circle coming from my abdomen.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you can go and
right?
go.
The power of your mind, right? So keep with the circles. Right? I know, whenever something gets difficult, we want to just quit or run away. But what's important is to learn. Yeah, take it to your core.
Well, leaning back a little bit helps me.
And leaning back more. whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Jane, go ahead, lift the leg. I don't have a problem. In a way, you could lift the leg with both arms and make circles, because that really gets the core. Yeah.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Right? Right? Because the arms, so try going a few ways. Pause, try and going a few other ways. This lesson is really, really profound. Now let's go back. We're going to lean on the forearm. You're going to turn your head. We'll go back to lifting the leg. It's going to feel so light now. Bring the leg up to the elbow. You're going to feel like dancers now. Right? And what is it? Cabaret? Right? How they kick their legs up? That's it. Is it easier?
Yeah.
Right? It's so much easier. And now again, take your mind to feeling the core. Do you feel the core?
Yes.
Feel the front of your tummy tighten as you lift your leg. Get away from the hip flexor. Excellent. Now rest on your backs and just feel the difference in your back. Yeah, so feel the difference in your pelvis, the length of your leg, your hip, your breathing, and then on the front side. You know how the right side of your core feels a little different than the left side. Slowly roll your head a little right to the right and left and see how that feels. And then just take another moment to rest. Okay, so we're gonna begin to do some of these things on the other side. So that means your left leg is gonna be long. You're gonna bend your right leg. You're gonna lean first on the left hand, right? And the first thing you're gonna do is just lift the left leg, right? Nice and heavy. You probably feel it in the hip, right? So just feel that. It's already easier. Good. Just lift it a few times. And then bring yourself sitting a little more forward. You're going to turn your head and face to the left. You're going to take your right arm and wrap it around to get a hold of the left ear. So your right elbow is like cradling the back of your head. And it's ready. It's turning your spine already in the direction of your left knee. Right? And you're just very gently starting to bend forward. And again, have a good distance between the legs. You can let your left knee bend. Doesn't have to stay straight. The idea is, how do you round the mid-back, lower back, your whole spine? Right? So this movement is about bending forward. Right? Rounding forward. Again, pay attention. Where's the difficulty for you? And as we go through the variations.
Is it okay for this hip to lift?
Okay. That's it. Okay, so now you're going to come to lean on the forearm, right? And then you're going to lift the leg, left knee towards the right elbow, right? So this is the position that's so key for getting your core to activate. And if you don't feel like it is, then you put your mind there. How do you get the front side of those muscles to tighten, to let the leg lift up? Good, now come back up to your hand, and now we're gonna do both together. So you're gonna lift the leg and fold the elbow. And they meet somewhere over the middle. Excellent. And now let's go back to bending forward. Lowering that right elbow to the left knee, twisting the spine. Is it getting a little easier? Can you go a little further? Asking yourself, what holds you back from bending forward? Excellent. Okay, and let's rest on your backs for a moment. Okay, let's come up again. Bend your right knee, left leg long. Spread them a little bit apart. Again, lean on your left hand. Turn your head again. We're going to start again folding forward. Bringing the left or right elbow towards the left knee. And maybe even twisting a little bit more. Could you think of bringing your right elbow to the outside? Down towards the floor. Yes, you can roll on your pelvis. Yes, the right sit bone can lift up. So maybe you can even touch the outside of that left knee, which really twists the lower part of your ribs and back. Right? And then we're going to do Jane's movement. So you're going to bring your left hand underneath the left leg, and you're going to bring the left knee and right elbow together. So come underneath the knee or the calf of your left leg and help lift it, thinking again of your core. If you find the hip flexor getting involved, how can you take your mind to the core? That's your belly, that's the abdomen, it contracts. You round back, and then the leg comes up. Excellent. Place it down. Bring your hand down. And again, let's go to folding to the outside again. And is it a little easier? Beautiful. Beautiful, Lori. Okay, let it go, roll onto your backs, and rest. Okay, so we're going to come back up to sitting. Your right leg bent, left is long. Okay. And leaning on the left hand, your right hand can be with the right knee. You're going to just lift the left leg. Right? Thinking again, I'm using my core versus the hip flexor. Rounding your back back, rounding the pelvis. And now can you begin to make some circles? And when it gets tired, pause. Try the other direction. And then come down onto your forearm, which is going to make it much easier, and make the circles. So again, as you're starting to make the circles, the first thought is core. You're engaging your core. If you're not, you'll find that your back will be arched and you're in your hip flexor, because that's what's connected to your spine, right? So you've got to, in a way, the pulling in of the belly to lift the leg. Again, have your attention there. See if you can do three circles and then let the leg rest and pause. And then engage the core and go the other way. Excellent. Rest on your backs. Okay, let's come back up to sitting, and this time with your legs in a V, and you're going to lean on both forearms. We're going to do one leg at a time. We'll start with the left leg. So again, what you're thinking about is your core. So it means that the belly area pulls in. There's like almost the lower back gets rounded. You're going to lift your leg, and then you're going to make circles. And the moment that you feel like, okay, I'm going to go to my hip and I can't maintain this, it's like as if your back is going to arch, lower the leg. Right? Stop before you go there. Stop before the hip flexor kicks in. Okay? And then you're going to do it again. You're going to round the back and then you're going to go the other direction. And then you sense. Right? There's a level of fatigue that happens when we haven't been using the core. And so when you feel that, it's like, okay, put the leg down. Don't do any more. And we're going to try it again. One more time. So your lower back is very rounded in your pelvis, and the front side of your tummy is working. We good? Okay, now we're going to try the right leg. Do you need a rest first? Rest. Let's rest. Get off your, for some of you, it's the shoulders. We'll rest first.
I must have been cheated. This is the most tired part. I thought I wasn't using it.
Okay, back onto your forearms, legs in a V. So again, we're going to do the right side now. So pay attention to your back. Again, if your back is arched like this, you are in your hip flexors. So you round, really round that tailbone, right? Engage the front side here, and then start to make the circles. Again, when you feel the hip flexor coming on, lower the leg. And then we're going to try the other direction. So then again, you engage first the core and then you lift the leg to do the circles. And the moment you feel that hip, yeah, so Marlene, just, you got to keep your pelvis quieter. So there's like this going on. So if you watch me, it's like hunker down. You see how quiet? Nope. Don't lift that this side. Yep. Because that's the hip flexor. So keep.
So it seems like I can, if I keep my knee a little bit bent.
Bent. Yeah, but you're still lifting the left side, trying to not lift the left side at all. Your left. Yeah. Yeah, see how the hip's still lifting? So spread the leg wider in a V. There, wider.
Oh, it's clicking.
See how your back wants to go forward? Yeah. So another thing is, before we rest, is you guys, you can do a smaller circle. So the size of the circle. So everybody's trying to do a huge circle, which creates a lot of pelvic movement. So let's just try it again where you, again, pull in, hold, and just do a circle right here. Just a little circle, about the size of a clock. There you go. Rest it. Okay, and rest. Get off your shoulder, out of your shoulders and elbows. Rest. Okay, so we're going to come up again and we're going to revisit the options for the left leg first, then the right, before we're done. So, left leg long, right leg standing. Turn your face to the left, wrap the right arm around so that the right elbow is in the direction of the left knee, and we're going to fold forward to the outside, right? The knee can bend. And then as you're folding forward, you can lift it, right?
Oh, that's hard.
That's hard. That's the one that kind of goes to the hip flexor. So it's like round back, lift the leg, and fold. See if you can stay in your core. Round forward again. And then come back to leaning on your left forearm and lift the leg, and as you lift the leg, take the pelvis back, engage your core. Really try to stay out of the hip. Excellent. Rest on your back. Okay, so one last time, let's come up. This time the right leg's long, left knee bent. Okay, and let's first just place your hand here to lift the right leg, round the pelvis, engage the core. Excellent. Turn your face to the right, wrap the left arm around, and start to direct the left elbow to the right knee. Again, bending forward, you can reposition the right hand. You can let the left or the right knee bend. Can you come to the outside of the right knee, twisting your spine? Excellent. And then leaning one more time onto the forearm to lift. And again, really engaging on the front side, the core. Keeping the lower back and pelvis rounded. You're in your core, not using the hip flexor. Excellent. Rest on your backs. Just going to do a couple more movements. Okay, one more time, come up to sitting. Spread your legs in a V. You're going to interlace your hands behind your head, elbows pointed forward. You're going to let the lower back round, but you're then going to fold forward. The knees can bend. Think about bringing both elbows to the floor. How much can you round and lengthen your spine? You can bend the knees as much as you want, and you can even alternate touching one elbow and then the other elbow to eventually touch both. How can you bring both elbows to the ground? Right, it's getting at a different part in the upper back. So again, you can alternate, beautiful. Fold and then bring both elbows. That's it, really good. Okay, and then come back to your hands, leaning on your hands, okay? And just let's lift the right leg once, left leg. See how that's feeling. And just one more time. We're not going to overdo it. And rest on your back. Legs a lot lighter?
Yeah.
So as you're lying there, bring into your awareness and your attention your four points, your four dots, and then your four lines in the rectangle. And just noticing how the rectangle is now and then how you're sensing your spine now. So my guess is that there's a lot more contact than there was before with your spine, and that your rectangle's feeling more even. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left because we worked with the turning of your neck. See if that feels a little bit more fluid, smooth. A quality of ease. And then lastly, just take a moment to really sense where your attention is drawn to, what feels different, what changes have occurred. So in a moment, we're going to come up to standing. And I want to give you just a couple minutes to both hang out and standing here and then walking. And so the lesson's in a way continuing into standing and walking because there's going to be a variety of things that you're going to experience. So taking your time, go ahead and roll to your side, come to sitting, and then bring yourself up to standing and first just stand. Now, if you're a person like Marlene and myself, who spends a great deal of time using the hip flexors, you're probably going to feel really tired there right now. Like, OMG, what just happened, right? Because you've told them to stop working, right? They're like, oh, you know, because they're like, they're tight all the time. So it's like, wow, a lot of letting go. So from there, Not everybody's going to feel that, but that tells you how much you use the hip flexors, right? It's just like this fatigue. But then with that fatigue, notice the weight on your feet and how even the weight is on your feet. And then I want you to notice your buttocks and your pelvis, and that you're actually now centered in your hip joints, but your butt is kind of like hanging kind of down. It's not like hiked up. So when you're using the hip flexors a lot, I don't even want to do this, but I'll do it to show you, right? So when these are tight, you're hiked up like this. So just notice if right now it's like, whoa, something dropped back here. There's length in your back. Are you guys following me?
Yeah.
It's really profound. It's like, oh, lot changed, right? So, and then you're much heavier weighted down in your legs here, right? You're not, you know, but you don't even realize when we're shortened in the back like that. So I just really want you to feel this different place in standing where this is really where we want to be. And then from there, if you go to your front side, you'll feel almost a slight tautness in your core as you're standing, right? It's like still activated, right? And that's what you want to feel. You don't want to tuck your butt under to make it activated in standing. When the butt is dropped like this and the lower back and hip flexors let go, this kicks in. When this is happening, this is not happening. Right? Are you guys feeling what I mean, it's just nice to mentally take yourself through these things, right? And then you just feel how your shoulders are and your chest. But right now, you just kind of feel that core at a really low level is just activated. It's there. You don't have to tell it to be there, but it's there. And just really getting the sense of how long you are in the backside. So just remember, these hip flexors, they connect to the front side of your spine, and that's what creates this. So you see a lot of people in that, right?
You do such a great job of demonstrating that.
Right, well, because I spend way, I mean, so that's why this is one of my favorite lessons, because it is so powerful for me. It gets me out of my hip flexors, and it gets me really back into my core, because of all the things I do with my legs, I just want it dip down into those hip flexors. So, okay, are we good?
Yeah,
excellent. Huh?
Sure.